If you could put my first slide up, please, Michael, that would be great. I brought in a visual aid, which you can't see from the front, but you can see it on the picture. I've had this Christmas tea light holder for years, and it comes out most Christmases, but I've never really paid it too much attention, to be honest. They're nearly there. It has seven nativity characters on it, plus Jesus, and the following names. Good Shepherd, Lord of Lords, Light of the World, Emmanuel, Prince of Peace, King of Kings, Wonderful Counselor. Quite a good selection of names. Have you got a piece missing?
Yeah.
Oh dear. Right. Could you all look underneath your chairs and see if there's another piece somewhere? Where's it gone? I definitely had 14 pieces when I came in. Is there anything underneath those coats? Has somebody hidden it? Ah. Okay. Well, I think we can probably read it out anyway. Don't run away. Do some of you want to help me by reading out some of the names on there?
Holy Spirit,
that's good.
Emmanuel.
Messiah. There's some more.
Jesus.
One of them's upside down.
Christ.
That's good.
Saviour.
Holy. And it says God, Emmanuel, God with us. That's fabulous, thank you. Thank you very much. That's great. So names are important. Do you have a name that has a meaning? Do you know what your meaning is?
Yes.
You want to tell me?
Full of beans, life.
Life. We'd never have guessed. Zoe. That's great. I looked up Julie on Google and got the following. Julie is a popular Latin first name which originally comes from the Latin Julia, which could mean youthful, soft-haired, beautiful, or vivacious. Wow. I can live with that. Okay. It might not be true, but I can live with that. But in fact, God has a name for us. I wasn't going to say this before, but I found out this last night. God has a name for us, for each one of us. He calls us Hephzibah. Hephzibah. Who's heard that before? Yeah. Hephzibah means God delights in you. So take that one away and say it to yourself. God delights in me, Hephzibah. That's a great one. So people in the Bible have names with meanings. Jesus means God saves. His name tells us something about him. The first mention, I needed to say you can use those things now. There are some worksheets there, some a name search, some books and some colouring. So do dig in. The first net mentions we have of God in Genesis call him Elohim, which just means God. But interestingly, although they didn't recognise God as being God in three persons until much later, Elohim is plural. Now, I'm not going to go through the whole Bible telling you what each of the names of God is, but just to mention a few. Abraham calls God El Elyon, the Most High God. And then later when God speaks to Abraham, he becomes Lord God Almighty, El Shaddai. And there are times when people name God according to what they see him doing. For instance, in Genesis 16, Hagar calls God El Roi, the God who sees. And in Exodus 15, God names himself as Jehovah Rapha, I am the God who heals. So the names of God are also prophetic. They describe what he will do. God has names that indicate what his character is prophetically and what he will do. This is important as these are promises to us that we can depend on. They create an expectation of what we can ask him to do for us. So there are three of those names on the tea light holder, which should still be up there, that's right. Emmanuel, Good Shepherd, and Prince of Peace. And so we need to remember these names, as these are probably some of the most important things God will ever say to us. He is with us. He takes care of us. He meets our every need, even in dark times. And he is the ultimate source of wholeness, peace, comfort, blessing, salvation, and every good thing comes from God. There are plenty of times when we feel alone, we feel afraid, and we feel hopeless. And in those times, we have to cling to what we know about God, which is based on faith rather than feelings. In the darkest times, our faith can overcome fear because as we draw near to God, he will draw near to us. He is God with us. His light drives out the darkness. So we do what we can to remind ourselves of who God is and what he can do and what he has done for us and others in the past. So this is the time now, if some of you have a very short testimony, maybe around 2 minutes, you'd like to share. So who'd like to start? Okay. I will come to you if you'd like to sit. I will come to you. Okay, tell us who you are and then...
Gillian. I was in hospital about a month ago and suddenly a lot of doctors came round me and I said, am I going to die? And they didn't answer. But they rang up my daughter, doctor daughter, and said, they thought I was. Would they all come, the whole family, come and see me before. That was the last time. Meanwhile, I was awake and I was praising God and it came into my mind to say very loudly, after, by the way, a long time, they were trying to get blood out of my arm. My blood pressure had gone right down and I had no pulse. And they said, blood won't come, there's no blood in you. So I thought of the blood of Jesus and I said, what can take away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Immediately, blood flowed in my arm. My heart started. And here I am today.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you. So who else would like to share? Yes?
My name's Janice, and I just want to say that this year has been one of the most hardest years of my whole life. But through that, God has actually been so faithful. He's given me the strength and the grace to face everything I've gone through. And I know that I'm going to start the new year with a fresh start.
Praise God. Praise God. So who else? No more? Okay, thanks, Janet.
2 years ago at this time, my husband was undergoing radiotherapy for prostate cancer. In March of 2017, he was given the all clear. 1 week later, I went to the gynecologist and was diagnosed with a strange type of ovarian cancer. Throughout 2017, I underwent a major operation and chemotherapy. This time last year, I had just finished chemotherapy. And I would like to say that God has been with me through all that time. I didn't find it difficult. I healed very quickly from my major surgery. The chemotherapy upset me just for a couple of days afterwards. It's not the end of the world to be diagnosed with cancer. You can come through. And now God has restored me to full health and strength through this year. There is nothing that I feel I cannot do. Amen. Praise God.
I don't feel mine's anywhere near as dramatic as the last ones, but I can't remember when it was. It was about a year ago. I was prayed for here for taking up a role of school governor, and I found that role extremely challenging. And I know nothing about education, and I found it very difficult to get to grips with. But after I was prayed for, Helen Wells came and said that she'd had a picture for me of Moses at the sea and not knowing where to go, but that God was going to open up a way. And I have held on to that word. And just about a month ago, I was voted in as chair of governors, which is extremely daunting, but I really feel God's in it. I really feel God's put me there for this time. And the exciting part of all that is that our RE lead at school has had a real vision, I suppose, from God. God's really spoken to her, and she's brought that to the school and to the head, and the head's wanting to adopt that as the school vision, and it's all founded in John 10:10, life to the full, and it's just got the life of God in it, and I'm really excited. And I think with anybody else in the position of chair, that might not go through. But we're putting it through, and we're putting it to parents. We're having a vision evening in February. So I'm just incredibly grateful. I'm constantly reminded of that picture of the hose pipe, that I literally have no ability to do this role, but I believe God's called me and equipped me to do it. And stuff is just happening around me because God's doing it. And I just want to thank him for that and his faithfulness.
Praise God. Anyone else? Okay.
Last month I lost my husband. It wasn't the end. I feel that it could be a beginning. God was with us every step of the way. He literally took him from this life into the next. Now I'm thinking to myself, he's still with me. He's letting me rest. He's letting me get stronger. And then he's going to inform me what he's got for me.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sue. Mavis?
Well, I guess I'm the oldest one here. last April was my 93rd birthday, so I am now in my 94th year. And God has been with me in a very special way, because all this year I've been struggling with sciatica, which has been very, very painful, and I've not been able to walk, and became very unstable. But I was sent for physio, and because of that, I was told that I could qualify for the Falls Clinic, which I did for 6 weeks, and that has been a great help from a physical point of view. But I'm just praising God that he has enabled me to come through, and I just want to say that Jesus is my wonderful Savior. He's wonderful in counsel, but Jesus himself is wonderful. And so I look forward to this new year, and I take courage and comfort from the fact that the psalmist said, my times are in your hands, and I know that my times, however short they may be now, however long they may be, is in God's hands.
Amen. Amen. That's great. Now, unless anyone has a burning need to share, I'll just finish off my little message. So, do we see God in our daily circumstances? Yes, clearly we do. Yes, thank you. Now, next picture, please, Michael. I've started using my camera on my phone to record times when I notice something that reminds me of something about God. It's one way God speaks to me. And I've posted some of these on my Instagram account. Now, some of you will know what Instagram is. It's a way of sharing pictures on social media. Some of you will even have seen some of my pictures. And I'm using the hashtag, another word, praying with my camera. So my pictures go up on my Instagram account, and it says praying with my camera. And you will have seen some of this before when I've talked about my life as a parable. So it's all the same thing, really. It's all part of a prayer series. So that picture is my sheep hear my voice. And those are the sheep in the field opposite my house. So I see them every day. They're very special sheep. And the next one is be still and know that you are God. I could have labelled it a whole load of different things, but that is the view from the Burniston Beach in North Yorkshire. And if you look carefully, you can just see Scarborough Castle in the distance. Okay. And the last one, your word is a lamp to my feet. This is a Lion, Witch and Wardrobe type old-fashioned lamp at the King's Centre where I work. And I don't think it actually works, but it reminded me of God's light. So we can see God in the everyday things around us. And you might not want to share yours on Instagram, but you can tell people when God speaks to you. And it doesn't have to be anything big and startling. It can be just those little reminders that God is with us and God loves us. So do we see God in people? Yes, clearly we do. One of the things I have a great privilege of being a leader here is seeing, if you like, having a kind of overview of what's going on and the work that people's doing in people's lives. And that is such a privilege. And one of the greatest things I've done in the last past year is just going along to the Holy Spirit Day, the Alpha Holy Spirit Day, and just seeing God touch people. That was just so special. So I love seeing God transform people's lives. And we can see this around us on a daily basis if we ask God to show us. So we can see God in the people who help us. And they might not be Christians, because everybody is made in the image of God. So let's pray. Father God, you are Emmanuel, God with us. Help us to know that you're with us, to be aware of your presence. Help us to behave as though you're with us, to depend on you, to rely on you. Help us to notice what you're doing, to be thankful, to be responsive because you are with us. Help us to draw on your strength as we try to help others because you are with us. In Jesus' name. Amen. And just a reminder, as we'll be finishing after the next bit of worship, just a reminder that there's the prayer corner in the far corner, and if God's been speaking to you or you feel you would like somebody to pray with you, please go and see the people in the prayer corner, or you can come and see me at the front. So don't leave without being prayed for. So I'll hand back to Neil now for our last bit of worship. Thank you, Neil.